And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill. And this week we have Anthony.
Hi.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
What number is this?
Good show.
374? Did I read that number right?
You read that incorrectly.
Oh, is it 371?
It is 371 episodes.
Okay, that was the second guess. Because I'm looking at the monitor in a diagonally. So I could clearly read the 3 and the 7. But the 1's just a line. And I couldn't tell. Yeah.
No.
That's the story of that.
You should push the monitor. Just push it.
No, it's almost on the edge.
Push it.
I'm not gonna make it fall out. You need to get it mounted on the wall too.
Just push it really good.
You just get it mounted on the wall. Push get it on one of those, like.
You mean like the other one?
Does the other one have that?
The other one's on a mount.
Why don't we use that one then? Because I don't need to see the waveform.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because then, it the collective. We all look at it and we tell each other, we sound terrible. By looking at it.
And you can also see if somebody's doing something undesirable.
Yes.
Audio-wise, I mean.
Yes. Remind me, we are down a mic.
Yeah, we are down a mic. We're actually down to like 2 mics.
Oh.
If you couldn't tell. Yeah, there's no one else here. It's just us.
Just the 2 of us.
We can probably make it if we try, but we'll see.
Well, we're going to make this podcast.
Oh, we'll definitely make it. It's just quality is a thing. It'll be great.
Great.
They're great.
So, now that we kind of lollygagged on the introductions, we'll get into the other stuff about reaching out to us. If you want to talk to us, email us, call us, text us, you can email us. You can email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com. You can text us or call us. And when you call us, you leave a message because we're not answering at 801-896-GEEK. That also is 801-896-4335. You also can help support us through Patreon, patreon.com/geeksarewired, which means you will get early access to the podcast. You'll get chat with us on our Discord channel. And eventually live, if anyone ever wants to do that.
Yeah, let us know if that would be a thing you'd like to listen to or participate in, I guess.
Participate.
By participate, I mean like watch and or listen.
Yes. There's multiple ways to do it. We could do Twitch. We could do Mixer. We could do Instagram. We could do Facebook. We could do the YouTubes.
Yeah.
We could do, what's the other ones?
There's a lot of other ones. We could do FaceTime even.
Ooh.
But I think we're limited to 16 people.
Yeah. So that would mean there would be a limited number of live viewers.
Yes. First come, first serve. It probably won't be FaceTime. In fact, that's probably a bad idea.
There's Omelet. And let's see, what is...
We could get really crazy and use like something that's meant to be for a webinar.
Oh, yeah, and Sliver.
What's Sliver?
Sliver is... One is owned by Brave.
The
Brave
really?
Browser, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, it's their way of making... Because Brave Browser is all the ad-free stuff. So mm-hmm. You do things to help support it so it's ad-free. So, you know, your internet experience stays ad-free. So you support it by ads. So they have these things. That is one of their ways. You stream through Sliver. Or you watch through Sliver. And you get... So you're help supporting. And you also can pay, and you know, it's just like with Twitch and everything. You can pay to help support the streamers, and
are they also called bits? Probably not. They probably got something else.
There's various coins and currencies, depending on what you watch in.
All of the virtual currencies.
Well, there's if you watch it through Android, it's one thing, which is also supported by G Fuel.
What is G Fuel?
It's G Fuel is one of those. It's a gaming energy drink. It's basically like a pre-workout.
Oh. Gaming energy drink, so like Game Fuel.
Yeah.
But not Mountain Dew.
Correct. Less calories.
Is it?
Yeah. Because it's a powder, you dump in water.
Oh. Probably has a lot of caffeine, though.
Yeah. And all the other good things for your inability to sleep and your mental well-being.
Yeah, that's... Hey, sometimes when you're young, it's great.
When you're old, sometimes it is, too.
Yeah, sometimes, but you definitely pay for it.
I'm not a fan of their shakers completely. Okay, their shakers are good for the G Fuel.
Oh, wow, they have shakers.
They have, of course. Well, come on, you're going to sell a powder. You might as well have a shaker with it.
Well, not necessarily. They don't sell it for Crystal Light. Or do they?
It's really, they're just losing money. They really should make a Crystal Light shaker. Actually, now I got to look that up.
If there's a Crystal Light shaker.
I forgot to spell Crystal Light. And the Crystal Light shaker.
But is it provided from them? Actually, that's not a shaker. That's just a powder.
That is. Well, of course, they just say dump it in a bottle of
water. Yeah, it's not that hard. And it's not like it's like thick powder. Like, it's very fine powder, so it's not like you need a shaker for it. Because it doesn't have to put in protein.
True. So, their shaker, though, at the top, it's loosely put together. Like, it's terrible for everything else that's not a light powder.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
Let's see if I can find one.
That's interesting. I did not know about this.
Can you see it?
It's the official energy drink of eSports.
Yes. And this is probably not going to be... Yeah, you can't really see the shaker's top.
You can kind of see it.
So it's just...
Is it similar to the one that you gave me? Or is it...
Actually, I think it was the one I gave you.
You have a G Fuel one?
No, you have a G Fuel one now.
No, I saw it was the same brand.
Black?
Yeah.
You have a G Fuel one now.
Oh, it seemed fine to me.
It's
like a grate. Like a cone grate, isn't it?
It's
like
not
a honeycomb shaped?
No. No, these are big
those
slots.
Are the only two that I have.
There's big slots.
By grate, I mean it's honeycomb shaped and they're pretty big. They're pretty big, like...
Big or small?
Honeycombs. Like, the shaker itself is small. Like, it's normal. Like, it's like an 8-ounce shaker or whatever. But the holes are in, like, a honeycomb shape and they're probably, like, a quarter... No.
You're talking about Smart Shake.
Yeah.
We're getting to shakers this week, people.
Yeah, apparently.
With all the different ways of exercising or staying up on your gamingness.
Yeah, instead of pounding all those other energy drinks.
Yeah, you could...
G Fuel. We're not sponsored by them.
No.
Though if they want to. No.
Yeah, you can't really... You were talking about this one. This style. With the teeny tiny honeycomb style. Sort of.
Can we get a better look at it?
Yeah. Their website sucks. Let's go with that.
Well, why don't we look on the Amazons?
No, that might be... Oh, there.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay, that is Smart Shaker.
Okay, then those are the two that I have.
Oh, I totally... You, both of yours have that?
Pretty sure.
I doubt
Maybe
that.
I haven't looked at the other one.
Yeah, I doubt that. I was thinking,
I haven't really used them because I haven't been going to the gym.
Yeah.
I need to work on that.
There we go. Shaker cups. Maybe I'll find a better view of this.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Why are their websites so bad? I don't care about the discount. Go away.
Well, they did that because you moved your mouse out of the window. And like, they want you to stay.
Yeah, it's like, don't leave.
I hate that.
Yeah. I can't actually get a good view of their shaker.
You could look it up on the Amazons.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, like I said, they're okay for...
Have you actually had the G Fuel before?
Yes. It tastes good, and it does an okay job. I think I was using it in place of energy drinks at the time. So
interesting.
I shouldn't have clicked that. I should have clicked. It's
probably definitely cheaper than Red Bull.
Yes.
But Red Bull is the energy drink for active sports.
What?
Especially
esports isn't active?
No, well.
Think of all those mental...
I'm not saying that. It's definitely stressful and you definitely probably burn a lot of calories on it, but right now, I wouldn't necessarily call it active. That might change. And be kind of cool if it did. But This is quite a tangent we're on.
I know. We're just going to link to G Fuel. Just
G Fuel.
Yeah, see, it doesn't look like that one. One of them I gave you?
Yeah, it might be.
It's a G Fuel.
I'm the act. Okay. Well, I have apparently heard of it and have one in my possession.
Yes.
That I did not know of.
Mm-hmm.
So today I learned that.
Because I gave it to you and I was like, oh, yeah, you could use this one. And then I'm like, I feel bad because I hate that one.
Yeah, you did say that.
I just didn't want it anymore. Mike.
It worked out okay. I think that's the one I actually... Like, I think you put powder in that and I actually used it. Like, it didn't... It wasn't... It worked out well.
For powders, pre-workouts, it's great. For protein shakes, it is one of the worst.
Then again, I don't think you gave... I think you gave me a pre-workout, so that's probably why.
Yeah. Like, they're even mixing
them. I still need to get that.
Anyways. I have to say, yeah. Yeah, but this week on the Pick Things Up and Put Them Down podcast.
What's that?
On the Pick Them Up and Put Things Down podcast.
I don't get it.
That's what,
are you describing me?
No, I'm describing me. You go to the gym, you pick things up, and you put them down.
Oh, I thought you meant like my attention span.
No.
Because that's also bad.
So you're not going to the gym and picking things up and putting them back down again.
Concrete genie.
Okay.
I don't know. It looks colorful and kind of cool.
It's a new game for PlayStation 4, not to be confused with PlayStation 5 that comes out next holiday season.
Which is what we were supposed to be talking about.
Next, not talking about next as in 2019, I'm talking about the 2020 holiday season. Yeah. Some people think that Sony is doing a terrible job at this.
About what? With what?
Announcing their next console coming out next year.
Why are they doing a terrible job?
Because it could hurt their sales for this year, for this holiday season. I think it means, do you want to get it cheap? Guess what's going to be cheap this season?
Oh, yeah, probably. Or they might release a slimmer version of something. Like, I don't think they've released a slim PS4 yet. They've done new versions of the PS4, but I don't think they've done a slim one yet. So that could be coming.
That could. When did PS4 come out?
2014, 15-ish, I think.
So it might have a couple more years. But, of course, they did push PS3 a little bit longer. They usually
not near as long as PS2.
I think they have every 7 years they release a new console, or the console will survive for 7 years.
Well, the console generations have, in the past, at least before the PS3, like, the PS2 and the PS3, like, those generations were kind of weird,
mm-hmm.
in that they were actually kind of long. Like,
I thought 4 was even longer.
No, I think the PS3 was the PS3 and Xbox 360 were around for a lot longer. Like, because they were new when I started high school in, like, 2007 or so. And they were still around until I got out of high school and into, like, I guess it was 7 or 8 years. I think it pushed it to 10 years, though, that they were still kind of kicking. But then you got the PS2. Like, the PS2 was the only one from that generation that was still really supported for that long. Because the Xbox, they kind of pushed it under the rug and tried not to talk about it. And then the GameCube, while a great console, I think Nintendo just did bad marketing on that one or something. Then they hit it out of the park with the Wii, and then they did the same thing with the Wii U by, like, not doing good marketing on it.
They hope people would just... It'd sell itself.
Well, and it would have if they didn't call it the Wii U.
Yeah.
Like, people just thought it was just an upgraded version of it, which it kind of was, but that's not what they were selling it as.
Yeah. It wasn't just an add-on piece of hardware.
Yeah.
So, PlayStation has officially, and I guess I did say it earlier, PlayStation officially named their next console. And it is...
PS6?
No, that's the code name for the next one.
Oh, okay.
But the real name for this one is...
PS4 and a half? PS4X? PS4S?
No, it's 410.
Oh, PS4 410, okay.
Yeah, or PS10.
PS10? Yeah, they're just skipping... five generations.
Yeah, just like
everyone. Forget skipping nine. They're going to skip
or
five.
Or PS1. Just be like Apple and Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Technically, they did call... There was a PlayStation 1, I think, that was also a DVR or something that was released only in Japan that was called a PSX.
Was it 1 or X or 10?
It was definitely a PSX.
Okay.
And they were going... Anyways, that's... That's also what they call just normal PS1 games now, PSX. Yeah. Or at least that's what the internet calls them. Anyways.
It's called PlayStation 5.
Yeah. I kind of like that they're keeping that. Because it makes it not confusing, especially where, like, the newest Xbox, the one that's currently out, was called the Xbox One.
Do you know what they should do instead?
And then they called the X, then the next one was called Xbox One X.
Do you know what they should call it instead?
The what? Which one?
The next PlayStation.
Okay, what?
PlayStation 2020.
No.
Yes. They should start naming them by the year they come out.
Nah, I don't like that.
The year. And of course, Microsoft did do it for a while, and at least I understood. That was one of the things for, like, Office I truly understood. Office 16, that means 2016. Office 2000.
Yeah, they did do that.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Now they're 365. They're well-rounded.
No, they still have the other ones.
Yes.
That's just if you're not doing personal. Because they realize people don't really care for personal. They just want the suite.
But I see 2019 being the last Office that's not the subscription plan.
Probably. But maybe not. They might still keep doing it.
Come on, everything else is subscription. Which is also with the subscription on Google's. Found out that's a family plan that we talked about last week. The Google Play Store.
Oh, right.
The $2 for the first every month for the first year. And $6 a month for the rest of the time. That includes 6 people. So basically, $1 a person for all the paid apps. Well, a bunch of the paid apps. But back on PlayStation. So it's got great processor, solid-state drive. And the solid-state drive is really good for saving space on games because you're not having to duplicate code. Like in the Spider-Man game, there's a lot post on every corner. On a regular hard drive, they have to duplicate the code to try to make things load faster. Make sure the code doesn't, that lamppost looks exactly the same. So this teeny tiny little bit of code duplicates.
Oh, that's why you were saying that earlier. Yeah. That kind of makes sense, but
well, that's what they're going with. That's why they decided to go with the solid state. So this will actually save space. And then you have, if you buy the discs, which I'm slightly surprised. Yes, we want discs because of Blu-rays are still a thing and Redbox are even more of a thing now.
I think they're also keeping it because the last time they tried, because both Microsoft and Sony, Microsoft is the one that fell on the sword, though, because they announced it first.
Mm.
We're planning on making the discs to where when you put them in, it burned like a little thing on the disc to where it was locked to your console, so you couldn't sell it again. And people freaked out because that basically trashed the pre-owned market. Yeah. And I think that's the only reason why the physical stuff still exists. Is so that the pre-owned market is there and it keeps customers happy. Consumers happy, I guess. That's why I think it's there. But it's also, discs are stupid cheap to make.
But so is downloading it from, especially we have to download this stuff anyways. Though they're 4-layer.
Well, we don't know that.
No, they're not officially announced 4 layers.
No, all they've announced is that it's at least as far as I know, that it's a 100 gigabyte optical disc, which if they're still using Blu-ray technology, then they've either come up with like a new specification or it's a quad-layered Blu-ray because 50 gigabyte discs are dual-layer because a normal Blu-ray is only 25.
Yeah.
So okay. It'd have to be, if they're still using the same specification, it'd have to be a quad layered. Which is weird because I don't know of a disc that's been like that. The most they've ever done is dual.
I thought they did quad with Blu-ray, or DVD, but it wasn't. It
was maybe on
very
HD DVD,
specific.
Maybe. Maybe that's what HD DVD was.
Yeah.
Because DVDs, like the highest I know of is dual layer, and they're like 8.4 gigabytes or something. Because a normal DVD is like 4.3 or whatever, something like that.
And then there's the really cool controller, which is not
what's cool about it?
Well, first off, it's not named the DualShock 5 yet.
No, but
it'll probably be named that. But it had the triggers have resistance sensitivity, so if you're pulling, like if you're playing a game with a bow, you start pulling on the trigger and it starts getting harder to pull that trigger like it would on a bow as you pull it back further. You get the... So it'll feel different whether you're shooting a shotgun.
Is that controllable?
I'm sure it is. Or either controllable or it's part of the games that they're just going to start building in.
Because I don't know. That would be kind of annoying. But like, it's cool and immersive, but at the same time, like...
There's a difference between shooting a shotgun and a pistol. Also, the balancing and everything. You start feeling how it... You know, when you're walking on stuff that's movement or a little more... you know, shifty or whatever, you feel it in the controller.
Yeah, it's haptic based instead of just vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if they do it right, could be really cool. Can also be really annoying.
And? It'll have a voice assistant in it.
Which one?
They didn't say.
If it's the one they have in there now, that's not great.
Sony actually has a voice assistant.
Yeah, if you connect the microphone up to it, because they have a, like, what I really like about the PS4 is that out right at the gate, they had a 3.5 millimeter jack on the bottom of the controller. So when you wanted a headset, it was wireless anyways. Yeah. And, like, you didn't have to get an adapter like you had to with the Xbox One. Xbox One has since changed that, but anyways. Yeah, if you connected up a microphone to the controller, you could just start talking, and it would recognize it and work. I never used, like, I tried it, like, once or twice. It sucked. Never looked back.
All right.
But, yeah, it exists. I'm hoping that it's better, because it wasn't great.
Probably they'll use somebody else's. I know. Let's just get Amazon's assistant in on that. Amazon's trying to get it on everything.
Yeah, they are. It wouldn't surprise me if they really did partner up with them. Which would be interesting.
Wait, they're going to do a twist. You ready to get the twists?
Cortana?
They're going to bring Cortana in.
Going to bring Cortana. That would get a lot of hardcore Halo fans on there.
Nah.
Because that's the voice of Cortana.
Yeah.
It's the Cortana from the Halo series. Imagine that. That just blows me away that Microsoft just, like, they dropped the ball on that. Like, they had all the marketing, and, like, they didn't even have to do that much marketing. Cortana was just cool because of the voice that it was and the name that they used. They could have done a lot with it.
Yes.
And really got people to like it, because it's not a bad voice. Like, I don't like the Amazon assistant voice. It's too polite sounding and just quiet.
Yeah, you can change the voice.
I haven't been able to find that setting. I didn't really try.
Well, I guess you're walking away from Amazon's assistant anyways.
Yeah, the only one I have left is the Spot.
Yeah, now you get to go with Google's.
Yeah, I have... They're flaky right now. I'm not happy with anything.
Aw. Sad.
Because there is a song that was playing, like, The thing I do like about the Google Assistants, and we're very off topic now.
Yeah, I guess we'll come into the Google Assistants, or Google stuff.
Okay, the thing I like about them, and I think I've said this before, but every single Google Assistant is a Chromecast audio device or video if it has a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just cool because you can also group them together and do, like, I think they're just called groups, but...
Yeah.
I have one that has every single assistant connected in my house. Connected as one so that I can play music on it. And there was a song and it kept triggering the assistant.
Oh.
And I don't know, like, I would have thought it was smart enough to know that, okay, I just played this, so I'm not triggering. But it could have been an echo. Like, echo meaning it echoed from another room.
See that?
And they're also not great at proximity detection. Like, I was in my living room last night, told it to turn or to dim the lights in my living room. And the one in the kitchen picked up instead.
Oh, yes.
It dimmed all of the lights, even the ones that weren't on, so it turned all the lights in the house on.
Sounds fun.
Which...
You just need to put more lights in your house. Put lights in every room.
There is a light registered in every room.
Then that means that one should have only taken care of that room.
What I don't get is, there's a dummy. I have a dummy one made on my SmartThings stuff.
Yeah.
And I've added it to that room. Because it was the kitchen one that picked up. Kitchen one has a room, or has a light. It still chose to do all the lights for some reason.
I have to check the settings.
Yeah, I don't know. It's dumb.
So, but less dumb.
What's less dumb?
Google, you can transfer your music from speaker to speaker, you can transfer your videos from streaming video device.
Tell me what that means.
So you're listening to your, because right now it only works for Google or YouTube Music, which I'll admit is a stupid thing out of the idea that whenever I say play music, it's so stupid. On my home hub, as soon as I say, hey, play music, it's like, yeah, I got this. And it opens up YouTube Music. Not YouTube, no, it opens up Play Music.
What's your default music provider on your, because you have to set that.
Maybe that's my problem then.
Because mine also does that, but I kind of like it because if it plays stuff from my YouTube Music library, I usually listen to one type of music on there, so it's always going to pick that music, and that would really annoy me.
Well, the thing about that, though, is YouTube Music is no longer installed, or not YouTube, Play Music is no longer pre-installed on Windows 10 devices, not Windows 10, Google 10 devices.
Yeah.
Android 10, these 10s. It's too many 10s. On the Android 10.
They'll be stuck on 10 forever.
I know.
Just like Mac.
And on certain devices, you can't install Google Play Music anymore.
How did that pick up?
I don't know. Go away.
Sorry if we inadvertently...
No, don't play things.
If we triggered your Google Assistant, sorry.
Somehow.
We don't know how that happened.
Cool. I just tell it to stop. Hey, I told mine to stop. Hopefully you all told yours to stop as well.
What was it trying to play?
Music.
Just music?
We're trying to open up Play Music. I'm going to stick with those words.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, what do you do?
It's still
played. Really?
It's doing country, too.
I don't know what it's doing. I don't even know why. Why did you do that? Why did you do this to me? All right, it's gone. We had background music for a moment. If anyone even heard it.
I wonder if that even... It looks like it picked up a little bit. Anyways.
So, you tell it to move music to blah, blah speaker or blah, blah group.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
It was nice. And you also do that with videos that they can stream between things. So you can transfer between... So it works on the speakers, on your home hubs, and on your Chromecasts. So you can transfer your streams, your video streams between rooms and all that as well.
So
it currently only works on Google brand devices. It does not work on Sonos, third-party ones like Sonos. But there's talk of it working towards that.
Oh, okay. So what threw me off about this article was that, and I've known about this for a while, but they threw in the word, like, Nest in there. So I was wondering if it was specifically talking about the Nest or something. Like, it just says, okay, it got moved over. Streamlines music transfers between home and Nest devices. And, like, I know that that's their new brand for that stuff, but it just irks me every time I see that.
Yeah.
Because it used to just be
the
thermostats.
Well, yeah. And smoke detectors.
Yeah, and smoke detectors. But now it's just their whole... You'll explain it better. Go
and
for it.
Doorbells. The Nest was part of the doorbell, too. Now Google combined all of their products. So the Google Home Hub is now the Nest Home Hub, or Google Nest Home Hub, which is that little screen thing.
I think I swear when I looked at it, it was like 9 words long. It was like the Google Home Nest Hub.
The third.
Or like the Max was like the Google Home Nest Hub Max or something like that. It's just so much words. Like and when they did the migration, like the marketing migration, they like half.
I don't think I had enough Google stuff for it to bother me.
No, like, it didn't bother me either, but like the marketing stuff wasn't updated.
I heard people have absolute nightmare problems with the transferring everything.
Oh, yeah. If you have a G Suite account, you're done.
Yeah.
It won't work now. Whereas before they were like, yeah, your Nest stuff will always work with this G Suite account. But now it won't because it's not classified as a personal account anymore. Yeah, they've done a lot of...
But there was issues with that anyways because you weren't technically able to use the assistant without... Because they needed it so they could make it work better. So they were basically... They realized that they couldn't charge you and spy on you. That was going to open it up to much worse lawsuits than just spying on you.
And they'll get them anyways. And they'll probably win because they got the lawyers.
I don't know. Sonos beat out Google, so it's not impossible to take down the bigs.
No, but it's really hard.
And so right now, YouTube Music is the only one that works. Eventually, Spotify and Pandora will later.
That doesn't make any sense to me. That, like, because whenever you transfer control over to it, it's always just, you basically just say, like, especially, like, if you're listening to a playlist or something, it's just like, use this playlist, start at this song, at this location in the song, and then just go ham. You can still control it from your phone if you're controlling it that way, but it's not like your phone is streaming over the network to it. Yeah. It's getting its own data. It can, I think, if it's only in offline mode or if it's like a something that's only on your phone. Like, it can do it locally, but as far as I'm aware, it's just streaming it itself.
Yeah.
Just so there's nothing in the middle. And if that's the case, then they could easily just say, take this audio stream or video stream that you were told to use, transfer it over to this other device. Like, unless they've done something more complicated than that, I don't know.
Of
think
course this is they did.
Probably just a marketing thing.
That's probably too. And that's the other thing is, there's only certain working that they've done between Google and everybody else. Like, when you go into your Google Home account, you're like, oh, you can sign up for these things, and these things will work directly with your speakers. You can just say play.
Yeah.
Stuff that don't work. Hulu, you have to cast that one. Amazon, you have to cast that one. And then you have to control it through your phone.
Oh, yeah. But they weren't. Were they letting you cast Amazon at all before, like, a little while ago?
As soon as they worked out their negotiation. As soon as Google and Amazon started playing, they were casting. It was castable. Though I found out something new that is not castable.
What's that?
Dish Anywhere.
Really?
It'll cast the audio, but not the video.
Oh.
Really kind of annoying.
That kind of makes sense only in the sense of copyright.
But Google works with Dish.
Right.
And Google is built into the Dish remotes. I did it again.
Yeah, it wasn't you that time.
Wasn't me.
It probably didn't even pick up. As long as you don't have a gain that high.
Yeah.
Because it can't hear me over here, right? It kind of can. Yeah, it probably didn't pick up. Are we back on? Are we doing something else now?
We should take a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll continue Google. With that, we'll be right back. And now, more Google. Google. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say specifically what to do with USB Type-C. And they're trying to get people, OEMs.
What's OEM?
I don't know. I haven't read the article. Anyways, apparently OEMs aren't following the USB Type-C power delivery protocol, like compatibility. They're just implementing their own. And it's causing mischiefs, I think. Am I right? Or am I kind of wrong?
So OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer.
Yeah. So the people who make the phone.
Yes.
Or
along with
device.
Along with just devices in general and all that. So the idea is that you buy a device, and if you don't use the right cable, or if you don't use the right charging brick, you can destroy your device.
You can or can't?
You can, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can destroy your devices.
Even though they're the same cable, and USB is supposed to be universal.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's such a giant standard between all of them with USB-C, you could actually plug in something into your Switch and destroy your Switch because it doesn't accept that type of power. The other thing that also happens, which Google is honestly just as bad for this too, with the wireless charging, you have to have a specific wireless charging capability to rapid wirelessly charge your Google phone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the problems. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make set a standard for USB-C power delivery or USB PD, and it makes it where you can power deliver 50 watts, 65 watts, or 100 watts through these cables to your devices. Microsoft actually is working with this with their laptops, with their Surfaces, Surface laptops they're coming out. You can rapid charge 100 watts of power to them. Yeah, they're pushing.
That's a lot. My eyes got big.
Yeah, you can get 80% of your battery in 1 hour on those things.
Doesn't that lead to battery degradation?
Depends on the type of battery. And that's how rapid charging works, is it rapidly charges up to the 80,
mm-hmm.
and then it regular or Does triple charges the last 10% or 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
And I think it, depending on the battery, I think it also goes from 0 to 20 pretty slowly too. Or from 0 to 15. I think it depends on the battery.
Yeah. Or the technology, or the type of batteries.
Or maybe they haven't been doing that anymore.
Some of them have multiple batteries. There's all sorts of...
Do we ever find out if that phone is balanced? Oh, you weren't there when we were talking about that.
It wasn't on the podcast.
No. It wasn't on the podcast. This was outside.
In the real world.
I know, it's weird. Shoot.
Bang.
It's gone.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's here. It's gone. Okay. So... If you would stop laughing, I will remember it. Okay. You want to hear it? You ready?
Okay, go. You forgot, didn't you?
No. I can't stop laughing. Okay. So with other phones in the past when they've split open, they had basically, I think it was an Asus phone, but... They had everything on one side, like all the stuff, and then they had just like a little bitty screen on the other side, so it wasn't balanced, like weight-wise. So I was wondering if their new like tablet/phone that Windows is coming out with will be balanced that way, or if it's going to be the same way.
So I also found out it's a tablet. There's a tablet and there's a phone.
And that one we saw talked about last week was a phone.
We talked about both of them.
Really?
So there's the smaller thing which will have Android on it, which will look a lot like the Windows phone. And there's a bigger one, which will have Windows 10 X.
Which one was the one with the fold in it?
Yes.
They both have the fold?
There's a foldable phone and a foldable tablet.
I'm intrigued by it, by either. Because I like the idea of a foldable phone, like having more screen if you need it. The little tiny bit of bezel in the middle is kind of going to be weird, but at least it's better than having a phone that you can scratch with your fingernail on the inside screen, which is how the Fold is, the Galaxy Fold is.
Yeah. They're still saying that you have to be gentle with it. And as much pain point as this is, at least this is a change in technology. Like,
yeah.
The phone hasn't updated really a whole lot since the smartphone came around. And the smartphone's been like this for
probably 10, 12 years.
Yeah,
I think the first iPhone was 2007. I know that wasn't like the first like smartphone, but it's...
You could even go...
They're the ones that set basically the
standard. You could go Blackberries or Palms too. The difference is it doesn't have the keyboard, physical keyboard on it.
But the Blackberries were more of... They were definitely PDAs. Like they were classified as that, and they weren't for everyone. Whereas the smartphone has become for everyone. Like, if you don't have a smartphone, it's either because you're... Is it Luddite?
Luddite.
Luddite, not Zeddite?
I'm really curious about that word. I gotta see what
Zeddite?
You...
Zeddite? It's probably a bad word.
I don't know now.
Anyways, yeah, you're either a kid or an older person who... doesn't need either. And to be fair, people don't need either. Like, we could get by really with nothing, but you could get by with just normal, like, feature phone. Doesn't exist.
No. Well, there's Zeolite that's trying to get me to. That's totally different technology. Zedite is not a real word.
I'm trademarking that.
I think somebody else may already have.
That's mine.
Too late.
No, it's mine.
Too late.
Yeah, it's probably too late. I don't care.
I already own it.
Zedite.
There's already a hashtag.
Is there? What?
Zedite Z.
Is it like a podcast?
I don't know.
Because it says episode 2.
Apparently it does.
We may or may not need to cut this, depending on what the content is. I am hip hop.
Hip hop. Hippity hoppity.
Well, anyways.
I have no
That's clue. A thing.
Yeah, it is.
And yeah, you're right, though. It is cool that they're finally starting to try out new stuff other than trying to make it as thin as possible.
Or as big as possible. Or as small as possible.
Well, they haven't really done as small as possible. Like, at least like in like the two-dimensional space, they haven't tried to make it smaller for a long time.
Not since Zoolander.
Huh?
Zoolander.
I don't know. I don't get the reference.
That's what they made fun of when the first Zoolander's teeny tiny phones.
Oh, okay.
In Zoolander 2, they have to be huge.
Probably. But, yeah, when's the last time they actually, like, a small phone was a selling point?
There's a lot of people who still want a small iPhone.
They and sort of exist.
They may be coming out because the iPhone X, I think, is coming back out. Or iPhone, no, not X.
Well, they have an iPhone 11 that's, like, it's not this size. It's the original iPhone size. Well, not the original size, but it's a little longer, I think. But yeah, every once in a while, I'll go grab my iPhone 4 just to look at it. It's tiny. And I thought that was a big phone when it came out.
iPhone SE 2 is coming out.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes. Do you remember the SEs?
Yeah, I think my brother has one, actually.
So this is the SE 2.
So it's iPhone 4. Like, it's the original iPhone size, basically.
It's still bigger.
Is it still bigger?
It's still bigger. It's not quite small, but it's smaller. But it's still bigger. It's not quite as small as people would like.
So it's not a selling point that it's as small as possible. It's just that it's smaller and cheaper.
Yeah, because right now iPhone 8 is 4.7. And the SE 2 is going to be apparently the same size.
As the iPhone 7?
8.
8?
4.7.
Okay, then it's not the same size as the original iPhone then at all.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. It's not small. It's small.
Like, I think when the 5 came out or when the 6 came out, one of the two, they actually made the screen taller. Like, it was the same width. They just made it taller.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of iPhone doing that.
Well, at least, like, with mine, it's a normal, like, aspect. Like, I think it's now a 9:10 aspect ratio. 16:10, I mean, or it might be 16:9. Whereas yours is, like, it's thinner.
I know. Actually,
it's kind of, it weirds me out.
It weirds me out. It's my phone.
Yeah. But.
But that's coming out in 2020. Sometime.
A lot of 2020 stuff, huh?
Everything comes out next year. Oh, ha, 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 ha. So, yeah.
So, yeah. It is cool that, like I said, and you said, that they are trying new stuff. It's kind of interesting that they're going with the folding design again, like going back to the clamshell design. Except for, I think this one's a 360 hinge, where you can fold it.
Whose?
Together.
Whose?
Microsoft one, I think.
No.
It's not?
Flat.
Oh, it's flat. Never mind. Well, that's lame.
Because it's more like a tablet style. But it's only also, the screen's only on one side instead of on both sides. Like Samsung's, where they're trying to have the screen on the inside and the outside.
Yeah, the screen on the outside on the Galaxy Fold's great for scratch resistance. Doesn't matter when if you get any sand at all on the inside one, it ruins it.
Yeah. So back on the USB
thing.
Really got far off of this.
Yeah, we did.
Choo-choo. It'd be nice. So Google's trying to push this out, try to get everyone to standardize it. hopefully new devices from 2019 onward, they're trying to make it where they all are required, which will be interesting. I wonder how Qualcomm is going to deal with this. And, you know, so OnePlus has already been on board with this. A bunch of others, one like the OnePlus 7 Pro and OnePlus 7T already support this type of technology. Wonder how this is going to work with Qualcomm, because Qualcomm owns so much of the market with the rapid charging, because they have their rapid charging brand.
Yeah, but before even then, like if you plugged in a slow something that was just normal USB powered, I don't think it murdered it if you plugged it into a
non-rapid charging thing.
No, if you plugged the non-rapid charging thing into it. I never did it because I was worried about that. But I think there were some safeguards put in place, at least if it was designed right. If it was a newer thing or an old, like a cheaper thing, it might have cut a corner and didn't check for that. But yeah, they can't really, they don't have any control over this, do they? Like they can like strong arm people, but because it's what it is, I don't know that they can actually force them.
Yeah, the wording's ambiguous.
Yeah, ambiguous.
Yes, those words. Then on what they've set, laid out, and they're kind of trying to do it, but they're really just trying to get people on board because they don't, they're not actually mandating it either. So they could probably pull some stuff, but it sounds like they more have Chinese companies involved.
It's weird that they aren't trying to mandate it because they really could, because like, what other stuff are these manufacturers going to put on the phone?
Qualcomm. Their own specific version. And that's the thing, is even with the wording in their contract for the update, mm-hmm. it's strongly recommend to meet these requirements.
Right, but like, I think they could strong arm them because like the only other people that have a operating system they're thinking about putting, like making their own, is I think Samsung right now. Otherwise, they gotta go with Android for the most part. They could roll out their own, but
no, they're talking about making like, not even just this, but if they make the standard USB-C, they would mean all USB-C devices. This means this Microsoft Surface. This means the Apple iPads. This mm-hmm. means all, you know, a bunch of Android phones. This means,
which I don't know what standard the iPad supports, but
Thunderbolt, their version, Apple's.
Apple's. You can charge over USB-C though, can't you?
Yes, but the cable's not nearly as good because there's not a standard on it.
Oh,
because Thunderbolt, even though it's USB-C, it's technically not USB-C. But if there was a standard, then it would all be the same. Because USB-C can be amazing.
It can, and I'm actually surprised there's not a standard like that. Like, right at the gate, I mean.
There was barely a standard with micro when it came out for charging.
I don't know if there really was.
Yeah.
There was something that people, like, the low power mode, like 1.5 amps, I think that was everything that, like, everything supported that.
Yeah.
Or the 2-amp mode or whatever, but it's just weird to me that they would release. Well, then again, no, it's not, because their versioning system for USB is really, really weird and dumb anyways.
Yeah.
Like, they had a good thing going when it was like USB 3.1, USB 2, USB 2.1, USB 2.2 or whatever. And then USB 3 came out and they're like, yeah, we're just going to call it whatever we want now. It doesn't make any sense. And it's super confusing. Now what do you want?
Taxes.
Oh, for cryptocurrencies?
This time of year, it's time to start thinking, it's the end of the year, and even though you have Christmas and the holidays around, right as soon as it ends.
And Halloween still.
Did I say Halloween? Christmas and Halloween?
No, well, you said Christmas and the other holidays.
Oh.
That usually just indicates
Thanksgiving.
Well, no, not even that. Like, just the Christmas-y type of holidays. Like, stuff falling between December and, like,
January. June?
No, December and January.
June.
No.
October. October and December. Christmas is already in the stores. It's stupid. Stupid.
Hey, people like Christmas. But I'd have a tree up here all year round if I could.
Well, there's that's okay. And all,
I can't, actually. I just don't. I don't even put a tree up. That might change this year, though. I'm just lazy. Anyways, they're going to tax cryptocurrency?
They've made laws to tax cryptocurrencies.
For the U.S.?
Well, obviously. It's the IRS.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that, because taxes do exist elsewhere.
Yes. IRS. The United States Tax Guideline.
How much are they taxing it? Just like any other income?
Yeah. It gets to get lumped.
Makes
in.
Sense, really. Like, I'm surprised it took them this long. Like, really. Because it's been around for...
It's a lot
what,
like...
years now?
It's a lot like stocks. The catch is that stocks aren't liquid, while these are. So depending on how your token's value fluctuates, you may be having to pay income tax on assets that were worth more than they received when they sell the asset. So that's the other thing that's really stupid. You could actually sell it and owe more money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
Because that cryptocurrency is worth more by the time you pay taxes. Or by the time they mark it as the value.
Oh. So they're not being very flexible is what you're saying.
They're not being realistic.
Oh. Okay.
On something that is super fluid.
Super volatile?
Yeah.
More so than stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder what that'll do to it.
It'll be interesting. But, yeah, there's all the fees and all the stupid stuff, so you could probably also try to get off them of the other stuff by going, oh, but I paid fees for doing these, and more third party getting out of tax deductions. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about this. I am surprised that it's taken them this long, though.
Well, it's the first tax stuff that they've really been working on since 2014, so. Which I'm actually impressed that they probably did the 2014 one, like, well, we won't make it illegal anymore to own cryptocurrencies.
It was illegal before?
Yeah, because you could not own currencies not made by a recognized government.
Oh.
Prior. Bitcoin was not created by a government entity.
It wasn't, and that's why they were going to do, like, physical coins, too, weren't they?
Well, there was talk about that, but...
And they actually sent some out, I thought.
The creator never did it.
Oh, but someone else did?
I'm sure somebody did, because they could technically have a roundabout way that catches that you also... And there's physical ways of transferring cryptocurrencies, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're not minted or created by government, but they... The governments came around and realized there's more ways. Though the Facebook one is being argued heavily in Europe and a couple other places. In fact, PayPal, one of the main backers, stepped out of supporting Facebook's cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, like, there's other streamers that I've been listening to that have been kind of arguing like this and against it, because Facebook can ban you. What happens to your money?
They don't have control over your money. That is the thing. Is the Facebook is it keeps it more anonymous, and Facebook actually will hand the control over to a third party bank system, basically. And even though it's Facebook's money, and Facebook is making money off of this, it is not. Facebook does not have control over the money.
I don't get it.
They're trying to basically create all the loopholes so they can create this thing to make money. And not be held liable.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And it's, yeah. There was a moment it was like, this is happening, because you had Visa, you had MasterCard, you had PayPal, you had tons of companies.
Signed up for it?
Yeah, they were supposed to donate a minimum of $10 million to this. PayPal is one of them that is stepping out.
Interesting.
And they were one of the big ones that was expected to stay in.
I wonder what made them step out. Just the... government just, heat? Or?
Yeah, it's just been so much work and so much just fight.
What's this one about?
So, the idea of listening versus reading, it stimulates your brain equally.
Listening versus reading. Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, that would make sense to me because when I read, it's... This isn't normal for people, I guess, apparently, but... Or not very common, but when I read, they're speaking.
I do have that. Yeah.
Like, I guess some people, when they read, they, like, take in the whole sentence, and then they just parse the information out of it. And that sounds less fun to me, but you could definitely read way faster that way. I understand that. And if I do that, I can't obtain the information as much, but go on.
So, the idea that was thought to be in different parts of the brain, all this, why does... They are actually part of the same brain, recognized in the same part of the brain, and they stimulate evenly, which also I thought was very interesting. So all the cool things that we talk about and go over, you could be reading, but also goes with as well that doing podcasts for 7 years is not, and you all listening is not a total waste. So it's pretty awesome.
Oh, because it's still stimulating.
It's stimulating, just like you're reading.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the same. It takes more.
No, they're literally a scientific study. That's what I just said. Scientific study.
That doesn't make sense to me. Like, I understand that it can stimulate the same part, but you also have visual information going in too. So that would also stimulate a different part of the brain as well. You have to be more active to read than to listen.
And there is people who are visual, but the reading. So I'm not talking about visual like pictures. I'm talking about reading and listening.
No, I get what you're saying, but
there's a relationship with the brain.
Yeah,
and it works.
That would make
sense.
And
it's awesome, and it's important, and it's good for you. Should we save this? It's the end of the podcast.
We can talk about it just a little bit.
So Joker came out last weekend.
Yeah.
Biggest October release ever.
Was it really?
Yes. Lots of great blockbuster breaking numbers and
that's funness. Surprising, given that it's not even really a scary movie.
Scary movies actually aren't always an October movie. Sometimes some of the biggest scary movies aren't even October releases.
Yeah.
It's suspenseful.
The Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very suspenseful.
That's really all scary movies are.
Which I wasn't aware of. Didn't really think about it. I don't like suspenseful movies.
It's just like watching the news.
I don't watch the news because of that part of it. And there's just a lot of drama. I also don't like drama. Like, I don't like a drama movie.
You don't like drama llamas?
No. Gets me anxious. And the day I watched it, it was already a really anxious day.
Yeah.
That was not something I needed to end my day on. It was like, so I'm really bagging on it. I did like the movie. I do think it was a good idea. Like, it's great. Like, it portrays... How much of this do I want to go into without... Well, the Joker's... in, like, he's canonically insane, isn't he? It's like implied that he's insane.
Well, he is mentally,
like in the comics and the movies, it's always implied that he's mentally not like right. Correct.
Correct.
Okay, so it goes into mental illness a lot, and I'm not gonna go into it much more than that. But it also kind of goes into, no, I'm not gonna say that either because that's kind of a spoiler too. What were you going to say about it?
Oh, are you trying to think of a psychopathy?
Well, no. No, not necessarily. No.
Well, it's a personality construct, apparently not a mental disorder. The idea of...
Well, the other stuff that happens to him is definitely mental.
Yes, he does have mental illnesses. They progress throughout the movie. Some of the commercials had shown it. If you know about the Joker, it makes sense.
Yeah. But it definitely throws you for a loop.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more behind it. It's a good Joker origin story. It's different from The Killing Joke, which is one bad day. Which, you know, the comic and then the cartoon where Joker had this, you know, it was an origin story. He was a married man having to raise money. He was a comedian. Then he became the Fall Man.
Became the what?
The Fall Man.
Like so scapegoat?
Ended up, some guys were like, oh, well, it's a big payday. Just come help us do this and you're out. And he got the entire idea was for him to be caught. And he ended up getting caught, but the entire idea is that his bad day made him the Joker.
Oh.
Yes, and that's what he was doing. He's going to try to Commissioner Gordon. Like, all it takes is one bad day, and he put Gordon through some bad mental problems, but Gordon came through.
Anyways, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it highlights society, it highlights the idea of how we treat people with mental disorders, and it's not always good, and how...
I would argue it's rarely good.
Yeah. Well, it's not good on how... It's not always good how we treat these people. Sometimes we can help these people, but this movie definitely puts on the darker side of how people with mental illnesses or mental capabilities are usually treated.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say usually, but can be treated. And how it's just... But it's also an origin story, so there's still... Even though there is the shades of reality in it, this is still a imaginary character. This is still a suspenseful movie of an origin of a villain, of a comic book villain.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't like suspenseful stuff, you might have trouble with it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. If you like The Joker, if you like Batman, if you're into the you know, if this is your thing. I do have mental things, but that is, you know, other things. There were plenty of times, because there's the awkward laughs. He creates these awkward laughs.
Yeah.
Where you have, like, somebody laughs at a situation and you laugh because somebody's laughing, or you create this thing, like, you know, you fall and you break your arm or something like that. It's funny. Because you fell, yes, your arm is broken, but you laugh it off. This is how you deal with stress. This is how some people do. There's those type of things that went throughout this movie. And there was times when I was like, I want to laugh. This is awkward. I'm going to be quiet. And then there's a few other times I was literally the only person laughing in the theater. Because they did introduce, being a, you know, Batman fan, they introduced a few moments in there that I was like, hey, that is funny. That is a nerdy, funny thing. And I enjoyed it.
Whenever he, because there's a, I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but.
Maybe.
He has a, basically. Going along with the laughing, he laughs when he knows he's not supposed to, and like he can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever that gets finally pointed out, it just made me feel sad for him every time afterward, just because it's like literally something he can't necessarily control. Even though it's extremely awkward for him, and he's actually like cry laughing.
Yeah.
So it's just. Yeah, it just made me feel much sadder for him than I thought I would. Like, I sympathized with him for a lot more than I thought I would.
That's what makes it,
for the most part.
That's what makes a good villain as well.
No, I agree. Like, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, I think they did great portraying like all the problems and all the other stuff. It just was more suspenseful than I originally thought it was going to be. Yeah. So, good movie. And I would probably recommend watching it. Just know that it's quite a bit more, it's kind of suspenseful.
Yes.
More so than most like Batman type movies.
It's dark in a different way.
Oh, it's so dark.
So like that, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, it was just like the probably one of the darkest ones I think I've seen from DC. Is there darker?
Maybe. Might be more in the cartoons, though.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, actually, no.
Have you ever seen Batman the movie?
No.
They just, they dehydrate everybody, and they just put them in these little vials.
All right. That's a little darker.
No, it's just goofy. They just dehydrate the entire UN, put them in little vials.
The entire UN?
The entire UN.
Like, all the countries and everybody?
All the representatives.
Oh, the representatives, okay.
The UN, yeah.
Well, the United Nations is...
Oh, yeah, I see, the representatives of the UN. Let's
okay,
go with that.
So just the administration part of the UN, okay.
And
still,
then,
though.
And then when they... Unfortunately, the vials get all broken up, so they try to put all the colors back together, and they rehydrate them. And that there's a little bit of mixing that happens, so...
All right. That's kind of odd.
Super dark. You know, these people just suddenly start coming back, coloring in different languages and wearing different clothes, and...
That's an image.
Just go watch Batman the movie with Adam West.
Adam West?
60s. 70s, maybe?
Adam West. All right.
Famous last words.
No. I'm never prepared for this part.
I
the washer's really annoying, I can tell you that.
Oh. I have got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Da-da-da. Doo-doo.